Now, interesting, when they need advice, and about half of them don't think they do, but when they need advice, you can see that number. 92% of the time, they consult with the wait staff. Now, I've made fun of wait staff before. Perhaps you have as well. We think about the fact that we have our highest priced item on the plate being prepared and served by some of the lower paid customers or lower paid employees. But in fact, in these high-end restaurants, that wait staff considers themselves to be professionals. And in my assessment, they were anxious and interested and open to learn about the project, to learn more about the product they were serving. I think we have a conduit to the customer through the wait staff in these restaurants that we could do more with than we do now. They were also, those customers, willing to try new items, and especially if they had a chance to taste it. But by and large, they're adventurous. They're willing to try something different. We ask them on the survey, what things drive the choice on the steak that you order? And you can see, of course, first of all, they want to know, well, if I went in for a ribeye, that's what I want. I want that cut of meat. And then price matters. Interestingly, a tenderness guarantee comes in third. But look, how far down that list do you have to go before you get traceability? All the way down to number 14. Now, if you'd have seen these results, you might have just said, well, then source verification is out the window. Who cares? But remember what I started with, that customers use source verification to indicate other things about that product. And that's where it has its value. I'll come back to that in just a moment. We also asked them in terms of factors that influencing satisfaction. No big surprise. It has to taste good. It has to be tender and flavorful, and it should be cooked properly. Here's very interesting to me. We started in the survey asking them a little bit about country of origin labeling. And so we said, if somebody serves you a steak in a high-end restaurant and you don't know where that steak come from, where do you suppose it comes from? I'm a little surprised that 3% just automatically assume it's an import. I'm also disappointed that only about two-thirds of the people off the top of their head think it came from a U.S. source. That tells me we've got a little bit of opportunity to do. You'll see those who are uncertain, about 15%, and the other 15% just didn't care. Just give me my steak. I want to eat and move forward. So they don't care about source verification. But by and large, this tells me that there are assumptions being made when clients in those high-end restaurants make their steak order. Then we ask them, well, if you could get source of origin, what level of source would you want? And I need to take just a moment to explain this slide because they could click more than one option. And so what I did was if they clicked region of origin, then I assume they also want to know country as well as region. So I made this an additive. And so again, unsolicited, if you said to them, do you need to know farm of origin? Not that many people said that's critical to me when just presented the question in this fashion. The results change a little bit, you'll find out in just a minute, when you ask the question in a little bit different way. And so what we said then was, well, if we had a Nebraska source verified steak, would you pay a premium for that? And we also asked that about if you had a locally raised steak as well. And you can see in both cases, about two-thirds of the population said yes. If it were Nebraska verified, I would pay a premium for that. And keep track of that number. It's just over 60%. We're still doing the survey results from those who completed the survey, not those who did the testing. And so the testing results will be very interesting to you as they relate to that number. About the testing, we gave them those menus. We gave them the choice to order. And even though we mixed up all the prices, so the prices were equally represented, look at that number. You can see that, maybe you can see, I don't have my glasses on here. Those that wanted to know the ranch or farm of origin was 37%. Those who wanted the state was 31%. 68%, two-thirds of the patrons ordered steaks that they knew the state or the ranch of origin. All right? And if it were just unimportant, then we'd have 25% in each of the four categories. That's our first indication that that state of or ranch of origin was important. So then we asked him, well, what's it mean? If it says Nebraska source verified, what does that tell you? And here I think is a key observation out of the study. If it says Nebraska source verified, they're convinced it's going to be premium quality, corn-fed, a high grade, flavorful, and tender. In other words, when it's source verified and there is accountability into the system, then they think that you have made a promise to them that they're going to get a high quality steak. And I think that's something important for us to think about as we think about source verifying. We have expectations on the behalf of our customers who believe that we're doing the right thing. In fact, as you see, 1 in 5 believe that if you source verify, that confirms that those are people who care about the land and the animals. I think that's kind of a positive for us. But that added shine is what's going to relate to value here in just a minute. Secondly, we asked them, well, what criteria did you use when you chose which steak you were going to order off that specialty menu where you could order state or region or ranch of origin? And you see that marbling and tenderness was important. Interestingly, marbling and tenderness was described for all four steaks in just about the same way. So the real difference is the next item, and that's traceability, where those animals came from, and, of course, the fact that they were corn-fed. So here's the results. In other words, did the product perform as well as we wanted it to perform? And the two colors you see on the left is kind of the mustard color and then the dark brown in the middle. Those were two of the highest 5 ratings. You can see everything is above 80%. Tenderness was about 78. By and large, though, very well rated, very well received, high performance ratings for those steaks. Incidentally, partly as a consequence of that, in most restaurants where we did this research, then we were approached or requested by the owners, where can I buy this kind of product? And of course, this was a research project, not a sales pitch, and so we couldn't answer that question well. Willingness to pay. After they've tasted the steak, are you willing to buy this same steak again? Over 70%. That's very high to get that kind of response from people. And here is the one that I think, for me, made the project all worthwhile, and that is the question of just how much is it worth to you to get that added information on source of the product. And what you see is that when they could identify the ranch from which that animal came from, they were willing to pay at retail prices, at high-end restaurant prices, an extra $8.75. And if you could tell them that it was from Nebraska, that was worth $4.74. So roughly $5 to $9 premium for source-verified product in high-end restaurants. That tells me there is enough money in the system to give us some incentive to continue to try and move forward with that. If you just said Midwest, I kind of think they all think everything's Midwest and it didn't mean any value to them at all. It wasn't any different, or it wasn't certainly wasn't better than just the generic run-of-the-mill steak. By the way, we asked them where you thought the best beef came from. They all thought it was from the Midwest, and they thought Nebraska was tops. I have to say, I think this number is a little bit inflated. We tried everything we could to keep low profile in terms of the fact that it was Nebraska that was doing the study. But when you have to click on the website, you have to sign a consent form, and that has to identify that it's Nebraska. So they knew, at least when they took the survey, that it was a Nebraska study, and then it was several weeks later before they came.